Yes, well, first of all, everyone wants to see all these road improvements taking place in the new footbridge and that, but there are concerns from businesses going forward from now to Christmas, and the Director of Roads, John McLaughlin, has agreed to meet the Chamber of Commerce later on next week, about midweek. So in the meantime, the Chamber of Commerce themselves, they're calling a meeting of businesses, of all businesses within the two towns, to come together and see if the businesses themselves can come up with a strategy. Like, it's important to try and facilitate traffic through the town and to to help people do their business within the town. So the Chamber of Commerce has organised a meeting for the business at 2 o'clock in the base on Monday, and where they're going to come down and look at the various options, because one solution is to order making sure to Belfast and vice versa, and there are talks about one-way systems and deferring some of the work and that. So there are consequences, because the work on the bridge is due to commence shortly again. Then you're on into September, you have the schools and you have the normal traffic. So it's to try and keep a positive right on the thing. And as I say, John McGowan, he's the Director of Roads and Transportation, he has agreed then to meet the Chamber afterwards so that they can all sit down and try and work out. And I don't know if it's possible to defer some of the work on that, but that's everything will be looked at, nothing will be excluded, to try and to keep the traffic flowing as best as possible.
But as you mentioned, one solution might not suit Ballybofey while it might suit Stranorler. Will it not be quite difficult to come up with a solution that it's agreeable to all?
Yeah, it is. And there's a number of options. I have, since maybe the last 2 weeks, I have been in regular contact with local engineers from the TIA. I spoke to the contractors, the different contractors on the bridge and up the Donegal Road, and I've also had numerous conversations with John McLaughlin himself, and I've actually spoke to Seamus Neely as well. A lot of the suggestions have come from various businesses, but I know myself, some suggestions wouldn't be supported by all the businesses. So the idea is that the business will sit down together and try and come up with a solution from now to Christmas, really. We're not really looking at next year, but from now. I've also spoke to John McLaughlin, and he'll be sending out a directive that there's no other work to take place within the Clun Towns for the foreseeable future to try and facilitate that, because there was a number of local jobs had to be done as well. They were out to contract and that, and they clashed there this last week or so. So we're trying to ensure that, and we had electricity there last night for Cobblestone earlier. So what we're all trying to do is to achieve better coordination. I think that's the key. Everybody wants to, we've waited an awful long time, like for 20 years, to get the roads from Barnes Gap into Belfast, and we've also waited a long time to get the safety works done on the bridge. But it has to be uncoordinated, and the business is the lifeblood of the town, that it gives all the employment. And they rely on their customers being able to come on and go out and have a happy experience. And it's no good just giving great value for money and the shops and hotels. Like, they also have to try and make it as convenient as possible for the traffic through. So hopefully next week we'll be able to give a solution as best we can to the traffic issues.